I'm Robin Young. It's here and now. Somalia's president opened up an international conference today in London by asking donors for support and money as the country tries to recover from decades of war. Well, those supporters will be supporting in part the African Union-led AMISOM forces, which helped defeat the Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab. That opened up new opportunities and challenges for Somalia. Andrew Harding has been with an AMISOM convoy to visit Afgoy, a small town which used to be controlled by Al-Shabaab militants.
I've come to a surprisingly lush, fertile area just outside Mogadishu, a farming town called Afgoy. Until a few months ago, this was in the hands of Al-Shabaab, the Islamist militant group, but they've been pushed out, and we're now able to come into Afgoy to talk to local people. I've just met the district commissioner of Afgoy.
Yes.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Abdullahi Abdi Ahmed Idi. District is very good, no problem for the peace and all the people, very good.
So what are the main problems for you?
We have main problem, the district, no police station, no court, no prison.
So you need a lot of money to rebuild all these things?
All of the things I need.
If you do not get the money and you cannot improve things here, will Shabaab come back?
No, never is Shabaab come back in this district.
Why do you say that?
Because we have soldiers enough to defeat, we can defeat.
We've come out into the streets of Afgoy now to talk to local civilians, and it's interesting, we're being followed by police, a lot of soldiers around us, and it's making people reluctant to talk. More privately, some have expressed criticism about corruption, about the failure of the new government to deliver any real changes here.
My name is Jibreel Ahmed.
And how old are you?
24 years.
And what do you do?
Nothing.
No job?
No, jobless.
What's life like then in town for you?
We just having peace now a little bit, not that much. You know, my young people, they don't have a job. They're doing nothing. They finish in high school. They don't have university. That's what's disturbing in my heart.
I've just run into a lady in a big pink dress. She's come out from the finance ministry in Mogadishu to check how things are going in town here. It's an encouraging sign of a government trying to get back to work. Her name is Salada Mohammed Osman. I'm in charge of revenue in this region, she's saying. I can work now because we have a recognised government, not a transitional one. We've got some security here. And so now's the time to come here, register companies and farmers and collect revenues. It's time for people to pay taxes again. We hitched a ride out here with the Ugandan peacekeepers in their armoured cars. They're supposed to be taking more of a backseat role these days, leaving the Somali National Army and security forces to do the harder work.
I'm Colonel Joseph Barikudembe, the Battle Group 11 commander, Ugandan contingent. We want to empower the Somalis. When we leave, they should be able to do their own affair, because AMISOM is not permanently to stay in Somalia and run the affair of the Somalis.
AMISOM, the African Union peacekeepers. And are the Somali soldiers up to the job?
Yes, I think we are mentoring them, and we think by the time we leave, they will be able to take up the job.
But it's got to be a worry, hasn't it, that as soon as you leave, that people will switch back to whoever pays them more, be it the clan leaders, be it Al-Shabaab.
This is what we are fighting, that these soldiers, as we train them, as we mentor them, we don't mentor them into clanism.
Do you believe genuinely that you're making progress there?
Yes, we are making a bit of progress.
In towns like Afgoy, you feel that there is a window of opportunity for both the new Somali government and also the international community that's backing it so heavily. The danger, though, is if the momentum towards peace and towards better governance and improvement in people's lives does not continue, that very quickly you could see Somalia sliding back towards the sort of clan-based violence and extremism that's been such a problem here for the last two decades.
That report from the BBC's Andrew Harding in Somalia. And take a break. When we come back, what should happen to the Boston bomb suspect's body? Every cemetery has refused it. Should the government step in? That's in 30 seconds, here and now.